Bondance season has started, and you might be thinking of your family or friends passed before you. Although time turned sorrow into sweet memories, but it is yet accepting this natural truth is the most difficult of teachings to follow. Long time ago, on the banks of the Ganges River in India, the Buddha said, "Some die old and some die young, some in the very prime of life. Whether you go, there is no place wherein death cannot enter, not in the sky nor in the sea, not indeed in the mountain clefts. By degrees all disappear, like the falling of ripened fruit. It's an act of nature that we take notice. That does not mean that it affects us less, or that it does not sadden us. But it does mean that we look upon it with our own special perspectives and understandings and react to it in our own ways. As human beings, we seek happiness and satisfaction in this world. But the teaching of Buddha have made us know that joy is fleeting and fused with pain. It disappears all too rapidly. Human life is soon obliterated, like words traced upon water with a wand. Whether one sits or keeps moving, the stream of life is not reversible, restless. Like the course of a mighty river, one goes on, by day and by night. The Buddha taught that true and real happiness does not come from satisfying our every desire. He taught that our attempt to satisfy our endless desires only leads to endless frustration, anxiety, sorrow and suffering. And therefore, man lives in a perpetual state of uneasiness. The teachings of the Buddha have been handed down to Japanese master Shinran Shonin through many great masters in past. Shinran Shonin told us the true and happy life is one that benefits ourselves and benefits others. Thus, we cannot live joyfully if we live for ourselves alone. Shinran Shonin said, "This world is like a burning house. No one can foretell tomorrow. Besides, our body and mind are filled with desires, greed, anger, and complaints. They are like firewood in a burning house. Everything in this world is impermanent. All are changing. However, the only permanent thing is the truth of the Nembutsu, the absolute truth." These teachings remind us that the true and real happiness comes with unselfishness, which arises from the peace of mind, in which our mind and the mind of Buddha are fused into one. It has been believed, Namo Amida Butsu is the most powerful prayer from ancient India. Amida Butsu means the working of limitless life and light. Namo means I leave it to you. Namo Amida Butsu means I will leave it to the work of limitless life and light filled in this world. Our gathering for Obon is not for applying the magic of prayers to assure our departed friends or ancestors of a better life in the future, but rather we assemble to recall to our memories that many things they have done to make our lives happier, more peaceful, more joyful. Their completed life's task has brought us a true gift to us in bringing us together. They have given us the opportunity to reflect on our lives and hear the message of the Buddha. We are learning what truth and reality means to our daily life. The Buddha left us messages. The important message to us was, all things are impermanent. Nothing is eternal, everlasting, and unchanging, even our mind. For man clambers after the permanent and eternal spirit. For man clambers after a permanent and eternal spirit, which becomes the source of most of his desires and cravings. We live every day by believing our judgment is solid. However, once we realize nothing is permanent, even own thinking, and which is changing by time and under different conditions, we learn not only to understand, but also to accept the differences among people and start to listen to other opinions sincerely. Love and compassion is the most valuable gift that our ancestors left their friends and relatives. Let us then recall to our mind to these dear friends or family members who have left us a precious heritage in our memories. Love, kindness, gentleness, and mindfulness never fade. May we each come to realize fully how much they have influenced us, like the smoke of incense rising in the temple. They will reach unnoticed into our heart. Shakyamuni Buddha Washinran Shonin did not say, "There will be the days without pain, laughter without sorrow, day without night." But they showed us the way to get to Pure Land, the comfort for the tears, and Amida Buddha's light to guide us. May your life be filled with peace. May you always know there are those whose love and understanding are with you, even when you feel alone. May a warm smile be yours every day of your life as you remember your beloved one. Let us try to understand our life as they truly are, and let each of us make that new understanding the foundation. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.